Hello, team. Welcome to the podcast. How are we today?
G'day. Good, for Monday.
G'day. You never say g'day.
Yeah, I do.
G'day. How are ya? You doing good?
Pretty sure I say g'day.
I don't think you do, but maybe you do.
Maybe I've never said it on the podcast.
Do you say g'day, Crevo?
Sometimes I say g'day.
G'day.
Is it something that comes out of your mouth?
Crevo says g'day.
Yeah, he does. Very Aussie, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
We are Australian.
God, we're doing the thrilling chat right now, aren't we?
Monday.
I'm so tired. I find it so hard to bounce back from a big weekend.
A big bender.
Sylvia's having a second child.
Watching the Today Show here in the studio. Sylvia Jeffries.
Yep. She used to be the news reader on the Today Show in the mornings, and then she got the boot, and then they brought it back for Today Extra. How exciting.
I think it's good to pump out the kids like close to one another just so you get it over with. You don't have to, you know,
well, they
take
say
a whole lot of time.
2 years to bounce the body back. Like, so the
body
bounces back.
She just gave birth, like, what?
2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
No, about a year ago?
No, 6 months.
Wow.
That is a pretty quick turnaround.
That's a quick turnaround.
Being busy.
Yeah.
No, I guess they've got enough money to pay for a nanny if they need.
Well, I'm sure, yeah.
Because she'll go back to work. She's come back to work pretty quick.
Yeah.
Good on her.
When are you having a baby, Jade?
I'm not sure. When are you having a baby?
Well, I don't have a partner. I'm the last one on the list. We want you to have a baby,
When's
Jade.
Crevo having a baby? Yeah.
Not yet.
Marriage
Good couple
first.
Of years. Good couple of years.
Emmy, how old's Emmy again?
She is turning 30 soon.
30 soon, yeah.
So she's still 29.
Very good.
In the 30s.
Low energy today.
Yeah. Well,
the show's ended.
You had a huge weekend.
Well,
busy.
Not huge, not but huge. Just busy.
Yeah.
Like going off to the bay, you know.
You had your mate around on the
had
weekend.
Had my mate around, going to different places.
The rain too. Mm. And it was just really busy. It was a busy weekend.
I did so much. I went did shopping day yesterday.
Oh, what a bitch.
I went into it enthused.
Mm.
By the end, I was over it.
Do you both go to do shopping?
So yesterday was like all these like other shops that we put off going to for ages. We had to do like Bunnings, TK Maxx, Early Settler, went to the farmer's market. Oh my, it was, went all day almost.
No good.
Yesterday.
Yeah, all
I'm
in one day.
I'm surprised we didn't run into each other because I went to TK Maxx, Early Settler.
Really?
Yeah, I went to the Good Guys, went to Daisy Hi-Fi. Yeah, we did the same circuit.
What did you buy at Early Settler? Maddie's yawning over there.
Oh, sorry.
Nothing. We love Early Settler though.
Do you?
A lot of our furniture in our house is from there actually.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah, no, Well, Ben's little sister is looking at, like, getting a new fridge and stuff, so...
Oh, sorry. No, that's
it's so much fun looking at homewares.
Yeah.
So we went with them and we're helping them, like...
Did they get a new fridge?
No, they were just umming and ahhing because they're moving into their new place this Friday, so...
Oh, let's do this. Love It or Loathe It, podcast special, going shopping when other people are looking to buy...
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Can't think of anything worse.
Oh, spending their money, so much fun.
Fuck that. Do you know?
It was so good. I was wheeling and dealing with the salesman, and it's great because you can palm the salesman off. You can say, oh, they're the ones looking for the fridge, but I want to know about all these features, and then you leave them stuck in the mud with them.
There's nothing more boring in life than going shopping with someone for hours on end as they look for something they want. Even worse, when they're like you, Jade.
Yeah.
And you can never make your mind up.
I'm a procrastinator with decisions. Although I was very quick with the TV. I knew what brand I wanted and I wasn't steering away from it.
How were you? So who'd you go with? Your sister-in-law?
Yeah, sister-in-law, yeah.
And what kind of shopper is she?
She's pretty... straight shooter. She's pretty, knows what she wants and she'll just get it. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
That makes things a bit easier.
Isn't it boring though? You're just dragging your sorry ass around.
I love looking at fridges. It's one of my favorite things.
You've got a nice fridge, so.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I do.
Yours is very luxurious, isn't it?
Do you have a nice fridge? You have a nice
fridge,
Crevo. Yeah, yeah.
Pretty nice.
Yeah.
Does yours make ice?
It does.
Does yours, Jade?
Mm-hmm.
It does, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Fancy.
Yeah, living the high life.
Do you know what, Jade? I do accuse you of being a stinge a lot of the time, but just thinking about your everyday household items, you don't stinge on the good things. You don't stinge on the important things, like your fridge, your TV, your couch. You like to drop some cash.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
On the things that are important in life.
Well, you've got to have a good fridge and a good washing machine.
Do you have a good washing machine?
Electrolux.
Yeah. Ooh, fancy girl. Yeah. Look at you go.
Yeah. Nice leather lounge. I don't know. You got those things I think are important.
I saw speaking of washing machines, I noticed an ad. I don't know where I watched it, YouTube, I think, and it was like of old washing machine ads. So I watched it. There was this one washing machine that had like the built-in, you know, the rollers.
I forget what that's called. The it's not a Wrangler, it's something like
so
that.
So it had a wash function, but then it didn't have a spin dry function. So you take the jeans out, for example,
and they're wet.
Put them through the roller.
It almost looks like a
winding
giant...
the handle.
I think it's called a mangler.
It sounds like it.
Where'd you see this?
Maybe we're talking about different ones.
Yeah.
A mangle. Mangle is the old way you used to dry stuff. Google mangle.
I'm confused.
Yeah. So it was like a mixture between a mangle and like a current day washing machine. So it had a tub attached to the mangle.
Ah.
So you could just take it out of the tub and put it straight through the mangle.
A wringer. A wringer and a mangle.
Because people, that used to be how you used to
dry your
clothes.
It says a mangle is a hand-operated device with rollers for wringing laundry, while a wringer is a device for drying laundry consisting of two rollers between which the wet laundry is squeezed.
Look at that.
How fascinating.
How much would you sell an old Wrangler washing machine like that for, Kruger?
$0? Who wants one of those?
There'd be some collective value if it all works. Be in the hundreds, maybe up to 1,000.
Interesting person collecting washing machines.
Old appliances. There are some people that want their house to be all of like that era.
I get it. Especially the nostalgia. So when we were looking at the fridges yesterday, right?
Do they have the old school ones now?
They
look like an old fridge.
They do, but it wasn't those ones from the 70s. No, it wasn't the Smegs. It was just the classic white fridge.
Because
they're all stainless silver now and black.
Mm.
And there's only the odd one that's white.
Yeah.
And God, that takes me back to my childhood. So I can understand someone who would want to buy that. Because I was like, Claire was like, not buying one of these.
You know what?
And I was like, no, this is great. It reminds me of like, so, you know, I'm one of those people that might buy a white fridge.
A white fridge. Do you know what I love to sniff?
What?
You know the new fridge spray you can buy?
No.
And it makes your fridge smell like a brand new fridge.
No.
It's like
really?
It smells of vanilla. Yeah, you should get some.
How do you even know this and how do you discover it?
Because I've owned a fridge before.
Piss off. Who's going out? What, you had this smelly fridge and you thought, I wonder if there's a fridge spray.
It's a cleaner. Look, I'm just going to show you a picture.
This is news to me.
This one.
This must be a gay man purchase.
I tell you what, it's the best thing you can smell.
Really?
That's what you want your fridge to smell like.
Really?
Delicious.
Vanilla. Was it vanilla?
Fridge wipe. It makes it. Oh, there it is. Safe for you, vanilla fresh. No, I'm telling you, it makes your whole fridge. But it'll transform your fridge. You won't believe it.
My curiosity, though, where'd you find? Did you buy that just because you saw it on the shelf one day?
Yeah.
How interesting.
I've never heard of that before.
You just use spray and wipe. I've never heard of this either.
Well, it'll change your life. Go and buy some.
Who else buys it? Have you converted anyone else to it?
I've never heard of anyone using this.
Never.
This is a scam.
God, you guys are weird.
Like, no, you're
the weird one.
You're the weird one. Who goes out and buys that?
If you haven't heard of something, everybody else is always the weird ones.
Yeah,
maybe
absolutely.
You two are the weird ones.
No, it is definitely just you. I've gone
so
over a lot
of
friends' places, even when I was a kid and having sleepovers.
And you know, Maddie,
I never saw anyone around me at my friends' places getting vanilla fresh out.
And you know, Jade loves to go through a cupboard.
Yeah.
So if you've left Jade unattended in a room, you know that she's gone through your cupboard.
Who are you calling?
You'll see.
It's $4.75 for a bottle.
Give me a sec. I'm calling Woolies. It's very good.
Good morning, Woolworths Newcastle West. Jody speaking.
Hello, Jody. How are you?
Not too bad.
That's good. Hey, could you please transfer me to someone in like the cleaning product section? I'm just after a certain product.
Okay, no worries. One moment.
Thank you. I'm going to see how many they sell.
I didn't know they actually you could ask to be transferred to a department.
We love Woolies.
Yeah. I love my Woolies rewards.
Yeah, taking mine.
Stealing them.
This will be a long wait, I reckon.
Yeah.
Do you reckon there is a person for cleaning products?
Yeah, no. Or is it just I think there is. I think they get certain.
Hello?
Chair speaking.
Hey, man. I'm just wondering, do you have a product called Vanilla Fresh by Safe for You? It's like a fridge wipe.
Vanilla Fresh. We do. We do have a product called Vanilla Fresh.
Yeah. That's quite popular, yeah?
It is. Very popular, yeah.
Yeah. So lots of people are buying that.
Yeah, I mean, at the moment, normally we had a few of them.
Yeah.
But we do stock it. It's in aisle 13 and it's on the bottom shelf.
Oh, what service. What service. No, that's good, man. Thank you. I've just got a couple of friends that were like, oh, you know, you're talking bullshit. No, I was like, nah, this thing smells so good. Like, I love sniffing it.
It does smell good.
It does smell good. Thanks, Shano. Thanks, brother. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
See? Eat shit.
All right. Well,
I still think you're a low percentage of people, but it is.
He just said.
Oh, he's going to say that about any
of
product.
Of course
though.
He's going to. And you know what? Although it is made in Australia, so good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Jane will support it now.
Enjoy the podcast.
See ya.
Bye. Wow, we really pulled something out of our asses there, didn't we? We had nothing to talk about at the start.
What are you talking about?
It's a whole
great
show
topic.
In that. Bye. Time's up. Hold on.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Nobos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Nobos.
Hello, welcome to Monday, team. How are we? Good weekend.
Feeling great. Yeah, great weekend. Busy one, but good.
Yeah went nice. Too quick. It was so
really
much fun.
Did, hey.
It was just like, boom.
Vroom. Hey, do you notice anything different about Jade today, Crevo, just looking at her? She's mixed
scarf.
Up her T-shirt. It's usually the same white printed T-shirt.
When did you join the Wiggles? You've gone for the yellow skivvy.
It's my...
Did you rob Emma?
No, it's a yellow turtleneck. I love it.
I mean, it's good.
I'm
I like seeing two colours on you.
Big fan of a turtleneck.
Hot potato.
But yeah. You're going to say you're a big fan of the Wiggles.
You know what? No, I think I was a bit old. Before the Wiggles came to town.
You've been around since the early 90s, Jay.
Yeah,
but I...
How old are you?
I was grown up in the 90s.
No, you... So what, in like 93, you were too grown up for the Wiggles?
Yeah. What, as a 6-year-old?
Been like 7.
I was watching the Wiggles. I was watching Johnson and Friends and Raggy Dolls and Mr. Squiggle. I never had the Wiggles.
Fair enough.
Mr. Squiggle, there's a shifty character.
Yeah, he was
Does he have a pen up his nose?
Yeah.
And it's an HB pencil.
Oh, sorry.
Well, speaking of the weekend, we've got a weekend wrap coming up next. Jade, you did something in the car park on Friday that I want to share on the show next.
Oh, okay.
It's quite ridiculous.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Oh, God. So Friday, we had this work meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, we thought, you know what? We don't want to do this meeting. So we went out to the beaches together. 10 a.m. we had a beer to plan the show. So look, if it's a bit sloppy today, that's why.
You know what? Very interesting. The Beaches Hotel was the only place we could find open at 10 a.m. I think we looked around at a few places.
A lot of pubs not open that early. Weird.
I know. So we go there, we plan. We had to come back to the station for our 12 o'clock meeting. Jade, you're a little bit loose in that meeting. I loved it. It was so funny. Because very serious meeting. We all sit down. The bosses are there. The Skype calls happening.
papers. What's even on those papers? Nothing. It's just to look official.
Anyway, after the meeting, obviously we'd had a couple of drinks, and my friend was visiting me from Sydney after. He picked me up here at work, and you and him have a weird little text relationship.
Yeah.
So you chat over Instagram and bond over dogs, yeah, right?
That's it. That's basically it, and flowers.
You've got the same dogs.
So Jade and I leave you, yeah, to finish the work on Friday. You're in here. We run out to the car park. Jade runs up to my friend's car window and flashes her boobs. And pushes them against his window.
Are you serious?
What a first impression.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
That's wow.
She then, as I was leaving, decided to give me, in her words, a raspberry. Gave me a hickey on my neck.
It wasn't a hickey.
No, but if you had sucked for a couple more seconds, I think I would have had one.
So let's just go.
I'm like, what?
In your friendship group, Maddie,
yeah,
your friend, who is it? Lee. Lee has seen Jade's boobs.
Yeah.
I have. You haven't.
When is it my turn?
No, when is it my turn? You get the full boobs. You only got to see the bra.
Oh.
Maddie's had that. You've had that.
Don't be jealous, Maddie.
I flashed you the girls in the bra too.
That is true. He told me you put your bare breasts up against the car
window.
Well,
maybe it seemed that way. He is gay, by the way.
Yeah. He's not straight.
But I think I remember I was just like, Maddie, should I flash in my boobs? You encouraged me. You were like, hang on, do it.
This part of the story didn't come out.
I thought you were joking.
No.
I didn't think you'd actually do it.
Yeah, no, I did, because I was wearing a flesh-coloured bra, so maybe it freaked him out, and he was like, ah!
It's so much fun when you have a couple of cocktails. She was loving them, wasn't she?
Yeah.
What cocktail did you have?
I took a picture of the menu.
Tasted like a Fruit Loop.
Honest
typical
to God,
Jade cocktail.
Fruit tingles. Yeah. Had a little sip.
I have never tasted a cocktail so good in all my life. It was called the Honey Rhubarb Sour, but the thing was, it wasn't sour at all. It had Finlandia vodka. It had some liqueur 43, had fresh lemon juice, vanilla syrup, homemade rhubarb puree, shaken over ice, and a double strained into a chilled old-fashioned glass. It was honestly the most delicious
cocktail. Whoever wrote that description needs a pay rise, by the way.
Marketing awards.
It was delicious. I downed three. Yeah.
We love the beaches.
Yeah,
it was fun.
We always seem to gravitate there for our team meetings, don't we?
We do, but I will admit, though, I did a call and apologise to Maddie on the Saturday morning.
Oh, you did too, yeah.
Because I was worried. Well, I was like, what? I gave him a raspberry. And I was like,
did I cross the line?
Did I cross the line? I was like, I better call and just say I'm sorry just in case.
Oh, that's very
I wasn't
nice.
Offended.
I didn't think
you were going to be, but you know what? You never know. I know we were past that, but you just got to make sure.
Haven't we worked past that awkwardness?
We have.
You know?
But just, you know, for the people listening, I don't just, you know, plant one on anyone just for the sake
of
it. Hey, you know?
I like Tipsy Jade. She's my fave.
Very funny.
Hey, we're playing Lads versus Lasses up next, Scrivo.
That we are. It is, of course, our very own Battle of the Sexes game. Mm. So we need one guy, one girl. Today, it's a mystery prize. Which is, you know, you definitely want this because it can be awesome. 13-10-09, let's do a score check. How are we going? Oh, lads in front. Yes.
By one.
Yeah, get in there.
But it's one too many.
22 gold stars for the lads, 21 for the lasses.
All I hear is winning. That's all I care about. And it's, you know, it's to be expected.
Jay, Maddie and Greaso, the Novos.
Lads
versus Lasses.
All right, this is our very own Battle of the Sexes style game, Lads versus Lasses. We do have a lad on the line, so we're looking for a lass. Otherwise, the lads take home the points. 13-10-09 if you're a lass and you would like to get involved.
Come on, ladies.
Whale watching cruise pass up for grabs.
Yeah, all thanks
morning
to Nova Cruises. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, yeah.
Hey, doing good, mate. Good weekend.
Yeah, it was. Beautiful weather, mate. Yesterday, we probably enjoyed some well-endured rain, so it was good.
It's good, isn't it, when you have, like, a couple of hot days and you have a really cold, rainy day on a Sunday, you can stay in bed all day.
Chill out.
Yeah, definitely can relate to it, and I think everyone's dad needs a good drink anyway, so it's good.
That's it. All right, let's do it, shall we? We've got some questions for you, Paul. That Nova Cruises whale watching cruise up for grabs. Jade, over to you.
Okie dokie. So, Paul, what was Kylie Minogue's first single called?
Can't say I really know it.
That's
the singing
right.
Budgie.
It
what
was
is it?
The Locomotion.
I wouldn't have got that either.
All right, question number two. The beauty brand Clinique make what for women?
Makeup.
Skincare. It's like moisturizers and stuff.
They do a range of makeup, though,
do they?
They do, but they're known more for their skincare.
Okay.
We're going to give him a point.
We'll give it to you.
On a technicality.
All right. 1 point for Paul.
Aussie actress, is it Bridie Carter?
Yes.
Played which character on the show McLeod's Daughters?
Yes.
Correct.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Jeez.
All
two
right.
Out of three there. Good
all right,
job.
Paul, you haven't won this instantly, though, because you've got a challenger on the line. Good morning, Lisa. She's from Raymond Terrace, a preschool teacher, and looking forward to a quiet Christmas.
Hello.
Hello, Lisa.
Hey,
how are you doing?
Lisa.
Good, thank you.
That's the way. All right. Paul was your challenger today. You need to get three out of three to get an instant win, two for a tiebreaker. Question number one. Which supercars driver was crowned King of the Mountain in yesterday's Bathurst 1000?
I have no idea.
Shane Van Gisbergen. Sorry about that.
It's all right, Lisa.
All right, two more. You're still in this. All right, question number two. Which Knights player confirmed he was staying with the club over the weekend?
Hate sport.
Same. Wouldn't have got this either, Lisa.
Connor Watson.
There we go.
That means the lad taking away the win today.
Well done, Paul. Good on you, man.
All yours, Paul. That Nova Cruises whale watching cruise for two. It's a lot of fun. I was going to go on the weekend, but the seas were too choppy.
Oh, no. Well, that's good because you don't want to go overboard.
Yeah, that's true. Do you have a woman, Paul?
Yeah, and I've got a wife and kids.
There you go.
Lovely. That'll be nice.
Palm the kids off for a day, Paul. You and the missus get on the boat. It is licensed, so have fun there.
Lovely. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, excellent. There you go. If you want to play Lads versus Lasses this week, call producer Jackson right now, 13 10 09. You can book your spot for the week.
Jay, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. Hey, speaking of landslide elections, interesting if an election was held today, ScoMo would walk home with the win. Mm. But big win over New Zealand over the weekend. Yeah. Jacinda Ardern, landslide win, the biggest win for the Labor Party over there in 50 years.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? To be expected in a way.
Yeah, I mean, but wow, what an historic win for her. Mm. Like, it really just shows you how popular she is over there. She won in an absolute landslide. I think 64 seats in the parliament, and the opposition got like 27, I think. It's a really big win.
Unusual in New Zealand for wins of that size. They usually have some sort of coalition. The system actually demands that they have some sort of coalition. Looks like she won't need to.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of chat over there now. You know, they've said, Jacinda Ardern, she's been such a consensus-building prime minister.
Yeah.
Even though she can govern alone, there's a push for her to form a coalition with, like, their Green Party over there in particular. So, but, I mean, that's good. And, like, the bigger the majority, the better.
Yeah, it means people are on the same page.
Big win for her. Big
win.
Huge. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Jade's so interested. I love a bit of New Zealand politics, Chad. It's so enthralling.
Yawn, says Jade.
It's my
let's talk about
how you guys feel about sport for me. But anyway.
Fair point.
There's this girl, guys, over in America. She's 17 years old, and she's actually earned two Guinness World Records thanks to her legs, which measure more than 4 feet long. These are the longest legs ever.
4 feet.
That's insane, four, isn't it? I think I'm...
So it's 1.3 metres?
About that.
Am I calculating that right?
Well, it says 4 feet, which is 5.25 inches.
1.2 metres.
Yeah.
That's just legs alone.
How long are your legs?
Oh, God. I've never measured, actually.
Crevo, get the tape measure out. Let's measure Jay's legs.
No. I've got one in the car.
Oh, okay.
It'd be interesting. But
let's do it. I think I've got one in the car.
That's insane, isn't it? So on 13.10.09, we want to know.
It doesn't seem like that massive. It's pretty
1.5 meters. Like, that's just legs. So then she's got her body on top of that. So she's like 6 foot something.
Wow,
that's kind of amazing.
It's insane.
Yeah, it's pretty long.
It's pretty long. So on 13.10.09, do you have a long body part? That's what we'd like to know this morning.
Like long arms.
Long arms. Yeah.
Long legs.
Sometimes people have just a extremely long torso and they find it really hard to buy shirts that can cover their body.
Yeah, that's true.
My girlfriend had a long torso.
Really?
Yeah, and all the shirts always look like midriffs on her.
I'd love to hear from someone who's got a really long finger. Like just one really long finger.
Long fingers, long toes.
Imagine how good it would be for pointing stuff out.
Or scratching things.
Yeah.
You keep like the nail really long as well, just to accentuate it.
But I think it happens a lot.
Does it?
I think so. I think people are born with longer limbs.
Okay, 13.10.09. Do you have a long body part?
Jay, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Right now, do you have a long body part?
Jay, Maddie and Creezo. Your body
next to mine. This is because a girl over in the States, Macy, she's gotten 2 Guinness World Records now because her legs each measure more than 4 feet long, which is crazy. So they're 5.25 inches long, 4 feet and 5.25 inches long.
I was going to say, if her legs were 5.25 inches long, she'd be very short.
Yeah.
So even longer than I expected.
So that's actually her left leg, but then her right leg measures 4 feet, 4.87 inches long. But that's normal because you always have one leg like slightly longer than the other. But this is what Macy had to say about her situation.
I first noticed I was taller than everyone, like, in preschool. I was introduced to people and I was, like, taller than everyone at my preschool. So I was like, something's different. I never really had a single growth spurt where I, like, grew a lot. I grew about, like, 4 to 5 inches a year. So I was, like, consistently getting taller. Cars are really difficult. Like, certain cars I can't even fit into because, like, I'm just, my legs are too long for it.
Poor thing.
So it's almost like daddy long legs trying to
get in there.
That's an interesting sight.
She's apparently 6'10" in stature.
That's a tall woman.
Isn't it?
So she gets like a van and she sits in the back maybe.
A lot of men like tall women though.
Yeah?
You know, it's a real like power trip thing. Yeah, 100%.
I didn't know that.
A tall dominant woman. What about you, Crevo? Do you like a tall woman?
Taller than you? No, I'm not heightist. It doesn't bother me. It can be, though. It's okay to be a heightist if you want. No, it totally is.
So if you fell in love, could you date a woman that was 6'10" tall?
Sure, tall or short, I couldn't care less.
Really?
I don't think I could date someone shorter than me because I'm already short. So it would just be...
So,
we'd have, like, little children.
What do you mean? You never know. It's genetic lottery. Yeah. They might end up tall. I mean, unlikely, but
I could end up with a giant. I could end up with a little.
So, just to give you perspective, I've pulled out the tape measure here. That is the length of one of her legs.
Wow, that is really big. That's massive. Hey,
hang on, what's that in meters?
It's 1.35.
That's just one of her legs.
Be careful, Jade. It's almost slapping you in the face.
It's actually almost taller than me. Hold on, that might be my height.
Hold on, Jade. Hop out of your chair. Measure her up, Crevo. Wow, one leg is up to your neck. That's quite incredible. Let's measure Jade's leg.
Oh yeah, now I've googled how you measure them. You're supposed to put it like something in between your crotch and basically measure from the middle of
your crotch.
There's
a sight. Oh.
So yours are about 80 centimeters. Hers are 1.3.
Wow.
So let's just see.
One can dream, eh, Jade?
That So
that's
crazy. Her legs are like that much taller than yours.
Wow, I can't believe her legs come up to my neck.
And that's just to the crotch, like that's where they measure to.
What a story. What an exercise, eh?
Yeah, you know what? I googled how to measure your leg.
Yeah.
And it's an 8-step process.
Oh. Sounds like our boss putting together a procedure here at the station.
This would be far too simple for that.
An 8-step process to shutting the door. Oh, very good. Well, there you go. Thanks for that, Jade.
You're welcome.
Very good story coming up next, though, Crevo.
Yes, absolutely. So, over in Brazil, they're fighting a lot of corruption issues at the moment.
Yeah,
right? Poor Brazil.
Within the government, it's a major problem. And there's one senator who's been really going hard against corruption and, you know, putting his voice out there as a voice against corruption.
Yeah.
Police raided his home because they suspected he might have been holding a bit of extra money, a bit of naughty money he wasn't meant to.
Right.
They found some concealed about his person.
Oh.
Now, it wasn't in his pocket. It wasn't anywhere normally you put stuff. Unless you were maybe trying to escape to prison.
Ooh, okay.
Take things into prison.
Nice.
The prison wallet.
Wow, that's one place, one way to call it.
Jay, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What
you gonna do when they come for you? So apparently they've been fighting a corruption crisis over in Brazil for some time now. The president is like all against it, saying he's all against it. One of his close allies, though, Brazilian Senator Chico Rodriguez, has been caught with a bunch of cash during a search of his home. So cops were onto him. Their equivalent of the FBI or whatever has gone, this guy, we reckon he's got the money, gone to his house. They found the equivalent of $10,000 in cash, and this is a quote from a conservative political magazine, stashed between his clenched buttocks. Now, he must have been storing them right up real close with the old leather-wrapped Fruit Loop, because to give you a sense of how ridiculous the story was, a lot of the notes were stained with feces.
Oh, that's just foul, isn't it?
I mean, this guy, look, he's not like a model, right? He looks like an older guy who's been living off the, you know, the government dime for a long time. And, you know, it's not a pleasant thing to be thinking about him storing money there. Let's just say that. It was equivalent to 10 grand.
Oh, yuck.
Which in their money is 30,000.
How does one do that?
Heaps of notes.
Just like roll it up.
I don't think I want to know.
It's like rolling a fine cigar.
You know? It's like rolling something, but oh my God. One of the great things about this story, though, is the Brazilians are fantastic with their social media, like really quick and clever.
Yeah.
And they've started this hashtag, which they're calling Propina na Bunda. Right, hashtag propina na bunda, which basically...
Should we just leave people to maybe look it up?
Yeah, if you want.
Google Translate.
Google Translate that
Say
one.
Say it again.
Propina na bunda. I'll let you look that one up. It's a bit of fun for your Monday morning.
How so interesting.
Funny. Hey, guys, we're talking PDA next. Jade, you hate it.
Well, okay, I just don't believe. So when we went out on Friday morning to the Beaches Hotel there, we were there having our drinks, and I don't know how we got on to PDA, but
talking about
we had these, it just came up in conversation, and I was just like, you know what, if you were sitting here, Creeper, in front of me with Emmy, and you started making out, I wouldn't like it. Like, I just think there's time and a place, and you're like a bit different when it's like less than half a meter away from you, but if there was someone making out on the other side of the street, you're like,
who cares,
that's okay. And I was like, no,
it's absolutely fine, a little kiss next to the beach, what's wrong with that?
I don't know, I just don't like to see the juices flowing, so I've just got issues with that sort of thing. Like, holding the hand, yeah, cool, the odd peck, but when it's
what,
like,
a prude.
Yeah, I know.
You really are, Jay.
I can be. Yeah, I'll admit
so
it.
So weird. They're giving me bloody hickeys on a Friday just for the fun of it, yeah. No PDA, no kissing in public.
Yeah.
Jay, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Time's up, time's up, time's up. Hold on. All right, you got 30 seconds. You ready?
The moment has arrived.
Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah. This is
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo, the Novos.
Hey guys, I've got something very exciting to tell you about.
Mm.
On this show next week, get ready. The return of the cash. We are giving cash away on this show for
really?
Next week. Yes, we'll tell you more later in the week, but I can tell you we got plenty of cash here to splash around to all of our listeners. Ooh. So keep it right here. We'll tell you more about that later.
How exciting. Ooh,
yes.
But something some people might say isn't too exciting is watching people having a bit of PDA.
I love it.
Look, it looks like you literally screw up your face whenever you talk about it. It's very upsetting for you.
I just want to put it out there. I'm 13:10:09. Do you think it's right or wrong for a bit of PDA in public? Public displays of affection.
So we're talking like making out.
Making out more so.
Holding hands
is okay. I'm fine with that.
Jade doesn't want anyone kissing in her vicinity.
Yeah, like when it's, you know, bleh. Tonsil action, no
thanks.
What's
wrong with that, Jade?
No, I just think it's
such a prude.
Bit gross. Oh no, it's weird that I'm actually saying this, but it's true. I don't know why it just grosses
me
out.
Never kiss Benny in public. Only in the privacy of your own home.
Yeah,
with all the doors shut and the blinds down.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's not really true love, though, is it? If you're in love with someone,
you want to show the
world. Making out. You know, anytime.
Whenever the romance hits you,
I don't
you just
think
gotta
so.
Go for it.
No, you don't.
No, right.
I don't know. What's I think some things are better just kept between you.
I quite like seeing people make out. I mean,
do you?
Yeah, I know that might sound a bit sick.
Not
pervy, but you know, they're there.
Just a bit of love happening. What's
makes
wrong
me
with that?
Contemplate my own life. And I wonder and hope that one day I'll find love and I can have that same experience.
What a roller coaster of emotions.
I mean, I'm not sitting there staring at them whilst they do it. But, I mean, you know, I'll take a cheeky glimpse.
Nothing wrong with it.
Well, 13... Jade, you get naked in public. Who are you to talk?
Be different, though.
Oh, please.
In a totally weird way.
Well, 13:10:09 this morning, we're doing a right or wrong... PDA.
And it's mostly kissing in public.
Yeah.
This is what's really grinds your
gears. That's more the thing that I have an issue with. Like when it's more make out, open mouth stuff.
Are you team Jade and you reckon kissing in public is gross? Or are you team Maddie and you think it's great?
Have a look.
Celebrate
beautiful.
Love.
Beautiful
13:10:09 to get involved.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
13:10:09, we're doing a right or wrong PDA, guys.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, a bit of a debate going on at the moment because it came up in the team on the weekend when we're having a bit of a chit-chat when it kicked off on Friday, and I just said to you guys how I didn't really like the idea of people, you know, making out in public.
Yeah, because you just...
It's just... I don't know what it is. Yeah, I just don't like it.
Give
you don't
us an
have
example,
to like everything.
Right? So, when, like, a nice date night. Say you're in a restaurant with your partner, Benny, and you're sitting there, and opposite you, a guy just engaged, like, proposes to his girlfriend, and they start making out in the restaurant.
That's an exception if it's a big celebration like that. That's only going to last for a couple of seconds. Okay, that's an exception. But if they were
that's
just
it.
There at dinner...
Wrap it up, guys.
And then they just started making out for no reason at all. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to see that when I'm eating my spaghetti bolognese.
The tongue slowly
yeah,
entering.
Yeah, gross, Maddie.
Slithering in.
Like,
what about at the beach or something? You know, a couple are swept up in the romance of the beauty of Newcastle Beach.
No, still,
beach.
I just think get a room. But that's just me. I can't explain it. It's just not, it's just.
This makes you cringe.
Yeah,
you cringy.
Absolutely
you and
Emmy. Nothing wrong with it. If you feel the romance of a moment, what's wrong with a little kiss? What's wrong with that?
A little kiss is fine.
Okay. When was the last time you made out with your partner in public, Crevo?
Yeah, give us. Yeah, come on, Mr. Spontaneous.
I can't remember because I just.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever it hits me.
Yeah, right.
I would have kissed Emmy yesterday where I would have been out shopping or something.
Out shopping?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Just a peck or...
Like on the head? Like on the forehead?
No, ew.
Or like a full Spider-Man upside down kiss.
Although, I do, if Emmy's like lying on the couch, I do like to go for the Spider-Man upside down.
Oh, really?
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you.
Well, Creebo does love R&B music. I can see him putting some of that on Sunday afternoon, a couple of red wines. Let's do the upside down kiss,
Emmy. I'm all for that, Mr. Spider-Man.
But yeah, public kissing, it's fine. Like, live your best life.
Yeah, what's wrong with it? It's not illegal.
What should be?
Hey, Michelle, what do you think about PDA?
Hey, what do I think? I tell you what, Creebo, you know, I've usually got your back, Jade. I've usually even got yours more, sweetie, but... What about as you just get that little bit older? Like, you can't keep it behind closed doors and stuck in a house because you don't get to move around much. And when you do, it's certainly not to...
Yeah, but Michelle, when are you... Do you have a partner?
I did,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so would you make out with him in the middle of the shopping centre or...?
Yeah, but do we have an age limit? Because
No age limit, Dale. Just you do it or you don't do it.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't make out, but, like, if they picked something off the shelf and went, oh, babe, this is, like, you know, yeah, for sure, I'd give them a big kiss and a hug, or I wouldn't be embarrassed to show them off and go, like, yeah, you know, wow. Babe, like, let the world know that we still turn on love.
And exactly.
Okay, so you're all for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, yeah, I mean, don't, like, bend them over the bonnet on the middle of the street or something, you know, like... Come on.
We've all heard the story about that couple in Windale on the bus. You know, that's the ultimate sign of PDA. And do you know what I think? Good on them.
They went a bit far.
What do you mean?
A couple in Windale on the bus.
In the back seat? What's wrong with that? Thanks, Michelle. Glad to know you're happy to make out in the supermarket aisle, but not bent over a car. Love that.
Yeah, two different things.
Yeah, we got to know her very well.
Thanks, Dole. Love it or loathe it, up next, guys. Getting your thoughts on the daily topics next.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
I don't care.
New FM.
Love it.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah, it's time to get Creevo and Jade's thoughts on today's daily topic. Kicking it off this morning, see-through dresses.
3, 2, 1, go!
I'm going to say... I love it.
I love it for like a red carpet event.
Ladies, wear what makes you comfortable and feel good.
I guess so. I guess it's okay. I don't know.
Like a nice sheer little number. I just wanted to get like your two opinions on this because obviously straight man over here, Creevo, from the perspective of, oh, that's nice. And Jade, other women, you know, sometimes a little bit judgy with each other.
Yeah, can be, I guess.
You know, you're going out.
Shouldn't be.
Nice Friday night in the town. You're off to the brewery or something and you see this girl and she's got a see-through dress on. You can see, like, the outline of the underwear and stuff. Are you into that?
I think,
Would you wear it yourself?
That's a really, really, really good question. I don't know. I think I know you're used to seeing celebrities wearing sort of... It's like when they're sort of wearing a bodysuit underneath and then it's like a... You can see everything else. I don't know. I guess so. I'm going to go with yes. I don't know.
Okay.
I know. It's very hard.
How convoluted. I don't know what your opinion is.
I don't know.
Talk about a fence sitter. She always gives you stuff.
I know. I'm a fence sitter this time.
Well, have a look at this. Brownlow medals on Sunday. One of the footballers, the winner, Lachie Neal's wife, getting some flack in the press today for wearing this sheer number.
Oh, who cares? I mean, let her wear whatever she wants.
You can kind of see the underwear and the bra underneath.
Yeah, she looks good.
Well, there you go. You're into that.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
A lot of people saying, what's she doing? She can't wear that. It's not tasteful. I think it looks beautiful.
She can pull it off. I'm looking at it now. She actually looks really, really good. So this is what I mean, though.
Very glamorous.
If it's like a big like event like that, like you can see someone like Jennifer Lopez wearing that.
Yeah, it's a very J-Lo-esque dress, isn't it?
I personally, I'm going to say if it's for like sort of like an event or like a gala or something like that, yes. But I think if you were just going down to like Kingers or something like that.
And there's no one wearing that to Kingers, let me tell you.
Well, who cares? I don't think wrong with that. If you want to wear that,
tasteful.
Wear it.
Yeah, no, I don't know, but I think there's...
Jade, do you know what? I'm going to predict something.
I think there's a line.
I think Jade really wants to say, a little bit slutty.
No.
That's what you really want to say, isn't it?
No, I don't. I think this girl, this woman, she can pull it off. This wag, she looks great. I'm not denying that. I think she looks stunning. I think there's a time and place where you can actually wear that and pull it off. Do you know what I mean? If it's how she's worn it and it's at a gala or like a ball or Grammys or, do you know what I mean, the Desperate and Dateless Ball, which is huge up in Brisbane.
Have you been?
Never heard of that.
I've never been. They do like a Desperate and Dateless Ball. Like, it's a big thing. But anyway, something like that, yeah, I think he can get away with it. But well, if you're just going down to Woolies wearing something like that.
A lot of women out there are saying this morning that it's intimidating and it's, you know, making them question, you know, their own confidence and, you know, what they can wear out in public. I don't know why people are so...
I'm of the opinion that if it's legal, you should be able to wear it.
Yeah, there you go.
That's my opinion. Wear whatever you want.
Final word.
You know, if it makes you feel good and you're comfortable in it and it's legal, just wear it.
If you saw a woman wearing that, though, just walking down, you know, Mayfield
Woolies.
You're okay, telling me you wouldn't judge.
No, judge.
You know what? I reckon you would. No, I reckon you would.
No, I'd go, good on you. Look at you all dressed up.
No.
Jade's got the sisterhoods back there.
No, I'm just saying,
I would not judge at all. I think, good on you rocking that dress.
Not even if it's just that dress, sorry. If it was just a girl wearing a bra and a pair of undies with just like, I don't even know what the material, like a mesh, like just one of those sort of mesh things. I think
that's more covered up than that, though.
No, it's not. Not if you can see the bra. I think you'd be like,
Anyway, all I've gotten from this is don't dress up and go to Woolies at Mayfield because Jade will judge you.
Yeah.
Crevo will probably give you a side eye.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
So, guys, like, obviously over in the US, a lot of people, you know, dealing with trying to find different places to live, right? Mm-hmm. With the pandemic and everything, you know, the moving house and stuff. This one guy has been caught living secretly inside a restaurant.
Wow. I mean, why not?
Now,
if you can get away with it.
He'd set up a whole secret room with bed, nightstand, and had been sneaking into the restaurant at night and eating the food.
No.
The way he got caught is unbelievable. We're going to get into it next. But this guy's set up so cool. You're not going to believe this story.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
So, kind of awesome story. I sort of love this kind of thing when people secret themselves away in places. So, this guy has been arrested. There's this store over in America called Rally's, which is, it's sort of like a combination between like a supermarket and then they've got like a burger restaurant.
Rally's, it sounds like a bad servo.
It does.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was looking at the menu just before to get a vibe for the thing. And yeah, the food looks like a sort of good like burger restaurant.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, this guy, what he'd done, he'd taken advantage of the fact that there's like a supermarket connected to it. And he'd somehow gotten into the roof space of this store. And he'd set up for himself like a full mini apartment. Bedside table, little like spot to sit down.
In the penthouse.
where would he be having a shower? I can't imagine there'd be a shower there.
Look, I don't know about that, but he was definitely using like the staff facilities, like in terms of the bathroom and toilet and everything. And he'd been sneaking down at night to like sort himself out with food, provisions, you know, charge his phone. All of that was like, you know, organized for him because it's like the full services of a whole supermarket at his fingertips.
So how long was he doing this for?
Well, to get set up like that, a good couple of months. And they only discovered this guy was living in the roof of their restaurant when he accidentally stepped over one of the rafters and put his foot through the ceiling.
Oh, wouldn't you be filthy?
Because he had a full like, mini apartment so set up there.
Did they evict him?
Well, obviously, he was dragged off to jail because you can't be living inside a restaurant roof.
Well, that's true.
And stealing all the food
that is
and
true.
Stuff of a night.
Jail's a bit much, though.
Isn't it just sad, though? like the serious side to that. This is how bad it is over there for some people.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Like the, they are forced, in order to live and have shelter, live in a shopping centre roof. Like, that's pretty bad. You've got to feel for the guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you just can't do that, though. Resourceful.
Well, we don't know. Like, maybe he just wanted to save a buck.
Yeah, that's true as well. I mean, you do have to think, though, like you said, resourceful. If he can sort of, you know, get through this prison time or whatever he's got to deal with, he'd be the sort of person you'd want working at your company because he is resourceful. Like, you put him in, put him on the right track. He's a problem solver, you know?
That is
true.
Oh, I
don't have a place to live. I know there's a place to live. And he got away with it for months.
What I find fascinating, though, if he's got a bed up there and a lamp, how did he manage to get all that stuff inside the roof to begin with?
Well, they said he'd found, like, a manhole access. So he was able to climb up and down. There must have been a ladder or something. I mean, it is quite clever to spot that and work it all out and then go undetected for months and months and
it's
months.
It's amazing how little workplaces actually look at the CCTV footage.
Well, obviously, if he'd been getting away that long.
Yeah.
I mean, every night just popping down.
Popped down for
a snack.
Grab himself some food.
It gets so hot up there, though. Imagine that.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it was well-ventilated.
You probably had a fan as well.
he had himself fully set up, by the looks of it.
Living the luxe life.
Ooh. Yeah.
No.
Thanks for that, Creever.
No, you're very welcome.
You know what makes us... Just one more thing. It makes me angry because it would cost more to put him in jail and keep him there than to, you know...
Just let him be?
No, like, help him and, like, give him a step up in life, you know?
Well, true, but you can't be stealing.
Broke the law. Yeah,
he's stealing. If he was buying everything and just living there, I think it's less. I think it's the ongoing theft that they probably took offense
to. It's an issue, yeah.
He was loving it.
Oh, goodness. What's the goss with producer Jackson? What's coming up?
I'm going to reveal why Jason Derulo says his name in every song that he puts out. Also, too, who thought I'd ever talk about Chaka Khan, but she's had some interesting things to say about Ariana Grande. I'll play the audio.
Brilliant.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
That's right. Producer Jackson's in the house with What's the Goss.
Welcome to the house. Shut the door behind you.
It seems like such a cool house.
It was an R&B
music. Take your shoes off at the door.
No MA15 movies. So Jason Derulo, of course, says his name at the start of every song. You guys are familiar with that, of course.
Yes.
He's revealed exactly why that is.
It's a bigger hit if I sing my name at the front, you know, obviously. So, yeah, I had to, you know, bring that back. And I was actually wondering why other people didn't sing my name at the front of their songs as well, because it worked so well for me.
There you go. It makes sense, though, because he started doing it when he first sort of burst onto the music scene, stopped, and then brought it back. It is identifiable.
I guess it sort of makes you sound bigger than what you are.
But it has evolved over the years.
Oh, absolutely.
Like the first one, Jason Derulo, and now it's more like melodic.
Yeah, that's
less electronic, more melodic.
Yeah, it fits in more with the song. I mean, at a basic level, it's just free advertising for himself, isn't
it? Exactly. It's like that guy who teamed up with Justin Bieber and Rihanna on a few hits, and he goes, another one. Another one.
Oh, is that DJ Khaled?
That's it.
Isn't he? Oh, I hate DJ Khaled.
But hey, maybe it's a thing. It worked for him, too.
I always thought he was saying...
I think he's very
entertaining. Read the best music.
Yeah, he's great to look at on Instagram, though.
How dare they claim they have the best music? Like, who does he think he is?
Well, it's worked because we're all talking about it.
Yeah, that's exactly.
I can't take Jason Derulo seriously as a music artist ever since he was on TikTok.
Oh, I haven't seen that, but I loved him in Cats.
Smashed all his teeth out with corn. You mean that sort of situation?
I've never heard anyone say anything positive until then about Cats.
No one's ever said anything positive about Cats ever until then.
Great film.
Oh, no, it's
I bought it on DVD.
Of course you
wasted
would.
Your money there.
How much was it? $30.
I don't know. I think I did buy it when it was full price.
I think
I saw it twice or three times at the movies.
You would have had to have been so quick as well, because that thing would have gone discount within 10 minutes, I reckon, to get rid of that
I'm a fan
stock.
Of the movie. It's a great movie.
People say I'm bad with my money. Moving on to Ariana Grande and Chaka Khan. So, I don't know if you know this, but they collaborated for this track. It was on the Charlie's Angels soundtrack.
Yeah,
was
right.
Because okay.
Ariana Grande was an exec producer, I think. So, yeah, they collaborated. Now, she wasn't super chuffed about it. This is what she said on a red carpet interview for the premiere of the film.
It's a song, you know, about Charlie's Angels. It's, you know, the song is not, it's not going to change the world, okay?
So, not praising it too much. She's opened up to in a new interview that would happen, well, I think it was like late last week, about what it was like collaborating with Ariana Grande and if she's going to continue doing collaborations, a few choice words.
Okay, no. You like Ariana Grande? Plus, I don't want to sing with another woman. I ain't got nothing to say, okay, with a woman. You say it by yourself. And we ain't going to talk about no man. It's not happening. I'm not going to do no song with no heifer.
Go away.
I'm so confused. She doesn't even make any sense. So she just basically says she doesn't work with women because she doesn't want to sing about another man.
No. So after Ariana Grande and her teamed up in the studio, she has no plans, basically. I'll decipher it for you. No plans on doing any more collaborations with other women. It's really just...
To put her off for life.
Scarred her. She doesn't want to do it. And then she ends up... I'm very confused by the end. She doesn't want to do no collaboration with a heifer.
Maybe she's forgotten who Ariana Grande is.
I mean, it's the exact opposite of a heifer.
The skinniest person you've ever seen ever.
Do you know what Ariana Grande sounds like? This just sounds like a jealous sort of older musician
bitter.
Who doesn't want to pass the mic over.
You know what?
Yeah.
So I'll go home and wait for Kygo to ring. Do a cover of one of your songs. I'm sure you're on the list at the bottom.
Which, I mean, in all fairness, Chaka Khan, I think I only know one song of hers from back in the day. She's 67 now.
Yeah, well Kygo will be probably ringing right now then.
Look, I mean, she's kind of like the poor man's Tina Turner, really, isn't she?
Well, I only knew her because of that Simpsons episode where he says, "Save me, Chaka Khan," then crashes into the ocean.
Do you think she's had any Botox ever?
Do you know?
It doesn't look like it.
I'm just looking through some pictures of Chaka Khan right now, right?
Yeah.
She almost looks like Nicki Minaj in 50 years. Have a look. Wow, that's uncanny. I think Nicki is her love child. They look very similar.
They do.
Well, there you go. Thank you, Jackson. He's so amused.
Well, they said the poor man's Tina Turner because she really sort of does look like it.
Jay, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Let's get started.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Often on the show we give recommendations, things you should try out. This is the anti-recommendation. I recommend you do not watch Hubie Halloween on Netflix.
Oh, I started watching this the other night. It's got Adam Sandler in it.
Adam Sandler movie about Halloween. What a steaming garbage pile fire thing that is. I couldn't get more than about 30 minutes in.
Yep.
It's one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Really?
What was so bad about it? Give us a rundown.
It's, you know how Adam Sandler does this sort of like simpleton character in a few movies? You know, I'm thinking like a Happy Gilmore, something like that.
Yeah.
I was expecting Netflix has bankrolled a decent Halloween, funny, lighthearted thing. It was just so, like, he took the character too far, and it was just...
It's lame.
So lame, I couldn't handle it.
Out of 10, Crevo?
-1.
Oh, minus...
Okay, wow. Look, I'll be honest, I didn't watch the whole thing all the way through.
Jade loves it.
No, I don't love it. I think I was half... like dead when I watched it. I was super tired and I actually ended up falling asleep. So I actually need to go back and rewatch it. I didn't think it was too bad from what I can remember.
This is coming from the woman who just said Cats is a great feature film.
Think about
it. You guys don't like musicals.
Yeah, but Cats is just bad.
No,
anyway,
it wasn't.
Hubie Halloween, what a load of garbage. Don't waste your time.
Rotten Tomatoes gave it 48%. They were too generous.
I think
Adam Sandler's half the votes.
Really? He's lost his touch.
No,
man.
I think he's on contract with Netflix.
Because he's actually got a few movies rolling around on Netflix.
Do you think he's trying to do a steaming hot performance so he can get out of the contract? They might not put him in movies.
I thought it was more like, oh, you've got to do 10 movies over 10 years or something, and he's just doing a film.
Don't go hating completely on Adam Sandler.
Happy Gilmore is one of my favourite movies. I've got nothing against Adam Sandler. This movie is just awful.
Just speaking of Netflix, though, Maddie, you watch the David Attenborough show.
Yeah, the one you were talking about on the show last week. I got through half of it.
Yeah.
Then I fell asleep. But, yeah, it wasn't anything to do with the film.
No.
It was really good, really good.
Yeah, because you contacted me and you showed me that you're watching it. And just you said prove, it was amazing.
You've
got
to prove these things with Jade. Otherwise, you don't. She gets upset.
She does get very upset. You watch nothing I recommend. There you go, Jade.
Thank you.
I did. Hey, up next, going over to Minnesota, a man has won the Super Bowl of pumpkin growing over there. He's grown a massive pumpkin weighing in at 1,100 kilos, walked away with $17,000 in prize money.
Good on him.
Now, what we thought we'd do here this morning, for all of you hunter amateur growers out there.
Ah, yes.
13-10-09, did you grow a big one?
Ooh.
Tell us, did you grow a big zucchini, a big eggplant? Maybe you grew a big pumpkin and you've beaten this guy. Doubtful, though. I don't think anyone can beat an 1,100-kilo pumpkin. They've nicknamed it the Tiger King due to the markings on the pumpkin.
It is actually huge. You can actually see the picture of it on our Facebook page if you want to check out the size of this pumpkin.
Unbelievable.
It's huge.
Very good. Imagine that at the farmer's market. Jeez.
Do you reckon he's using steroids for the pumpkin?
No.
It's got to be. How do you grow a natural one that big?
I guess.
If you've got the answer.
This is why.
13-10-09.
He's walked away with the win because, you know, obviously a certain set of conditions are required to grow something that big.
I've got a good story I'll give you next about.
Oh, good.
A big zucchini.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Little things, big things grow.
Yeah, guys, over in Minnesota, a man has grown a 1,100-kilo pumpkin. They've nicknamed it the Tiger King. He's won the Super Bowl of pumpkin growing. It's quite incredible. This thing is the size of, like, a cow.
So what is it, 1,100 kilos? That's probably
2,300 pounds.
That's over a Toyota Yaris, I think.
You'd need 4 or 5 people to lift it. A crane, really?
4 or 5, Jay. That's, your crane is more in the ballpark of moving something like that.
So what we're after this morning, if you've grown something really big in your backyard, it obviously doesn't have to be to this scale.
No. Yeah.
But if you're really proud of something, give us a call right now, 13-10-09. It reminds me of the man from Talara that grew that 1.1 kilo lemon. It's basically the size of a basketball.
That's amazing too. I mean, growing up on the farm, of course we had a big veggie garden and we'd always be trying to grow stuff as big as we could because there's a bit of entertainment value in it.
Yeah.
So one of the tricks we found was using the horse manure.
Yeah.
And if you fertilize just before a thunderstorm, the lightning, sends all this nitrogen into the soil.
What?
Yeah, this is true. And we used to get huge zucchinis. I'm talking the length of maybe like a children's cricket bat.
No.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thickness would be the 2-liter bottles of Coke.
Yeah.
Huge, huge zucchinis.
What a tip.
Yeah, so if you fertilize just before a lightning storm, it's something to do with the lightning just sets the plants off. They just go crazy.
Only horse manure?
I don't know. That's what we used because we had plenty of it.
What did you use the zucchinis for? Did you just chop them up, make a big family dinner with them or did you sell them?
Zucchini slice. I love zucchini slice.
Stuff like that. They're good, grilled with parmesan. It's really nice. Big slices of them under the grill. But, yeah, you definitely have a dinner party if you've got stuff like that.
How did you discover that? Did you stumble
just
it on the
luck.
Internet?
Just no,
chance.
Just by luck. So one time we just fertilized and then the big storm came and it was unbelievable. They just went crazy.
I wish I grew up on a farm. That sounds fun.
a bit of excitement. There I mean, you, another way to look at it is it's growing vegetables, but, you know, some kids would prefer the latest Nintendo.
Well, there's another feather.
Column A, column B.
Feather to your cap, Crevo. Big zucchini
grower. Have you tried this in, because you've got a veggie patch at your place at Mayfield.
Mm.
Have you tried
Well,
this
I don't have the ready supply of horse manure, do I?
Yeah, but you can predict the weather. So if you go down to your folks at Central Coast, grab some manure.
Effort.
You
know what?
I'm just curious to know if it would happen in Mayfield
Crevo
as well.
Crevo loves the farmers markets of a weekend.
I do.
Think about it. You could grow some of these really big zucchinis and really carve out a niche for yourself and make a little store. You're a money spinner. You like, you
I
know.
I do like money.
You've told
making
everyone
some extra
your
cash.
Secret now, though.
Oh, I don't care if anyone else does it. Go for your life.
Well, only if you wanted to win the ribbon at the show, you shouldn't have told anyone.
Millionaire Mark, super big zucchinis.
Yeah.
It's good
first place
that.
At the Newcastle show.
As heard on UFN.
But, guys, obviously, late last week, Ben and I, we got our TV, our new TV, our new big TV. We're so excited.
It's like rating cinemas at your place now.
Yeah, it is. 75-inch. But I want to tell you something else. We've sort of delved into the world of the electronics after this.
Some guy complained about us talking about TVs on the show last week. Called us boring.
Oh, get stuffed. Yeah. Change stations if you're not interested.
It's fascinating. Well. Oh, I was going to say, it's fascinating talking about TVs.
Don't tell people to do that.
Yeah, no. No, stay with us.
Yeah.
It's good. Hang around. If you like it,
our show is amazing, but I think, it doesn't matter.
Big TV chat. Yet
big
again.
TV chat.
You and me.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
That's right, guys. I've come into the 21st century. Ben and I, we have a smart TV. It's a 75-inch. It's big. You could see it from space. It's so good. I'm really happy. I just, you know, we didn't have our too much. We actually installed it ourselves because luckily
I didn't get a call. Jade wanted me to go around and help, and I was like, look, I'll do it. Because she's forcing me to, but I was glad I didn't get the call just quietly.
Yeah, but we're lucky. Like, most of it was already set up. We could still use our wall bracket on the TV. It was the scariest thing Ben and I have ever done.
Lifting it up there?
Yeah.
Carrying a new TV is very scary.
It really was. But you know what? He only threatened me with divorce once.
Oh, that's a new record low.
That's pretty good.
For high stress activity?
Yeah. But then it's been going great. You know, we've been watching our TV nonstop. We're spending a lot more time out in the lounge room
now.
That's
good.
Because it's amazing.
Are you reading your Harry Potter books less now? You've got a big TV.
I am, actually.
Oh, good. Quick, would
put
be happy.
Harry Potter on the TV. Let's watch the movies instead.
We've got Amazon now.
Oh, wow. Who's paying for that? Which relative?
I don't know.
Did you just mention it on the show for a credit? Fire off
no,
the ding,
No, I
Maddie.
Didn't.
Fire
I swear
off.
To God.
Thank you.
Swear to God.
Paid for.
No, it's not paid
the
for.
The new FM credit card.
No.
Let's pay in plugs.
No, swear to God, no, that's not the case. But it's great having, you know, just like the Freedom View and all that sort of stuff. Anyway.
The Freedom View.
Free to air?
Oh, that's it, the free to air. Anyway, look, baby steps. But also, so on the weekend I went out and for a while Ben and I have been, I've been saying to Ben, it's been more me. I said, I've been wanting one of those fancy digital photo frames. You know
what
how?
What you mean, like from the late to early 2000s?
Yeah. They're really lame, Jay.
No, they're
like,
great.
Is that where like a family photo on a USB stick
goes
like
into the back of the picture frame and it's a slideshow?
She just took herself back 10 years.
Yeah. Okay. Look,
you were sounding so cool.
I know. But just keeping it real, I just feel like I've really stepped up my
how
game in the
it,
digital
how
world.
How much was it?
$10.
The digital photo frame.
Yeah. I got it from Cash Converters. yesterday.
Yeah, no one wants them anymore.
Yeah, but it was great. I went to the one there at Broadmeadow. I was having a look around.
Oh,
and
wait,
I was like,
far off the plug ding. You probably got that for free as well.
No, I didn't. I paid $10 and got it home. And I just was committed. I sat there, went through all our holiday photos, and I put them onto the SD card, plugged it in the back, and it's great. It's underneath the TV flashing.
You know, you can set up a screensaver on your big TV that flashes through multiple photos.
You didn't need that. You've got one. It's the TV.
Oh, that's okay. But I like having the one. Yeah, but when you want the TV off, I've always got the photo frame flashing.
Very good. Well, I'm glad. Welcome to the 21st century, Jade. Minus 10
I'm
years.
I'm really getting
good. Jade's like straight out of the Jets.
I'm becoming tech savvy.
Look at her. She's so proud of herself. News time up next to New FM. And remember, last week, Rate the Music was live. We have a holiday 4 nights away, mm-hmm. a big stay at the bay right on the doorstep of Nelson Bay foreshore. Mm-hmm. We're going to give that holiday away before mm-hmm. 9 o'clock. So if you completed the survey, stay tuned. We could be calling you soon.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
This
is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Crevo, just before you gave the film from Netflix, Hubie Halloween, starring Adam Sandler, a -1 out of 10 review.
Yeah, I stand by that review.
Okay, so.
Crappy movie.
Leo has messaged us and he
says, hello, Leo.
Can someone please tell Crevo that the Adam Sandler movie is bad on purpose. Sandler said that if he didn't win the Oscar for his previous movie, he would make the worst movie of all time.
Jokes
on you, friend.
Well, he's certainly done it. It's just shocking.
There you go. I didn't know that.
I mean, look, isn't that terrible, though? What a waste of money.
Yeah.
What a total waste
also
of money.
Also, on that, there's a a news anchor who's famous in LA and does like a little a cameo on there, got fired because she wasn't allowed to do other work in her contract.
Oh no.
So that's really sad. Not only did it waste a lot of money, but it wasted her job.
How terrible.
Anyway, there you go, Crevo. Bad on purpose.
That it is.
We've got 105 minutes commercial free coming up with producer Jackson after 9.
The man himself, Jason Derulo, who's doing TikToks at the moment with Will Smith.
Oh, really?
That's an interesting combination.
Friends on there. It's embarrassing, actually, but I like that song. Savage Love. This is Fresh Maroon 5.
I like this song. It's good.
Nobody's Love, yeah. And Ava Max Naked as well as in the playlist.
Kings and Queens.
And they are.
Brand
Kings
new for her.
And Queens of Radio, you could say. Hey, guys, up next, I want to talk animals at the shops. I'm not talking just like, you know, at a pet shop or whatever, but when you're in a normal store and you see people who have taken their animals with them.
Oh, I think it's wrong. Don't leave your dogs and cats at home, ladies and gentlemen.
It's entertaining, and there's a couple of animals I've seen recently at the shops. We've got to get into this next.
Jay, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Yeah, so animals at the shops, because, Maddie, you were telling me just before about an interesting situation you had at Market Town.
Yeah. So Jade and I went shopping the other day together, pretending to be a couple as usual.
Do,
we always do that when we go shopping. Anyway, we're there, and there's a man standing there just in the middle of the shopping centre with a cat draped around his neck, a living cat.
It was insane. I couldn't believe it.
You meet those people sometimes and they just carry their bird, their cat or their dog just everywhere they go. Leave the puss at home.
No. I've done it with my chihuahuas every now and again. Like my first chihuahua in particular, Lewis, he was tiny for Chi-Chi and he actually used to fit in my handbag and I go into the shops and stuff. People didn't even know he was there. He was
did
so well behaved.
Did he poke his little head out?
Yeah, he did.
And then he'd just be looking around enjoying the world as you go?
But I'd never seen a cat before. In the manner that Maddie described, the cat was perched on his shoulder like a parrot.
Question, Jade. You had the dog in the handbag, which, you know, a bit questionable.
Paris Hilton.
Did it ever have an accident in your handbag?
Drop the kids off at the pool in the handbag.
No, never,
Lewis,
ever.
No, Lewis was really well behaved.
I think it's strange.
Really?
So, I remember one time went to Melbourne Markets.
Yep.
This was years ago. And we were going around there. We grabbed a lovely plate of paella because famous there, right?
Yeah.
We're standing there eating our little Spanish yellow rice dish. And we look across and there's this guy sort of staring at us. But the weird thing is he was the one that had the big old macaw-style parrot on his shoulder. And he had this, like, big black cloak on. Unfortunate choice of colours, because this thing had basically, you know, released its excrement all down his back. And he'd done nothing about it. Like, it was totally normal. And then we were like, sort of, he could see us obviously looking at him. He goes, do you want to hold it?
No, thanks.
I'm like, absolutely not. When that thing is dropping that sort of stuff all over your clothing and you act like it's totally fine.
Pets shouldn't be allowed in shopping centres. I think you need to draw the line. You can't even take a skateboard in a shopping centre, yeah, but you can take a macaw parrot or a cat.
Yeah, but that's because kids, you know, that's a hazard.
What
having
if you're
kids
allergic
skate
to
around.
Cats?
That's a hazard.
Or parrots.
Well.
Or chihuahuas.
Yeah. They leave your dogs and cats at home, people.
Well, you know what? People are allergic to peanuts, but they still have to go and buy food at Woolies.
Well, that's a great point. I totally reverse my stance.
You know what?
Bring it on.
I actually thought of you yesterday, Jade.
Yeah.
You know how we have this thing on the show where, like, we make a joke about you one day wanting to become mayor of Newcastle?
Yeah.
So I think I found the exact political party that suits what you want to do. Just, I was reading an article yesterday, the Animal Justice Party.
There's
a political party called the Animal Justice Party, and I thought, Jade, we should hook you guys up. Mm. Maybe you can work, do some political groundwork or something for
them. I'm writing that down. I'll have a look into it.
Yeah, I know, just an interesting little tidbit.
Depends what they stand for.
Well, you can go volunteer, door knock for them.
That's cool.
Get involved in the political process. I know you find politics so boring, so I thought, you know what,
might get
you
involved. This might get me into politics.
This might be the final thing that gets you in.
As your manager, I think you should get into politics. You know how some celebs get to a certain point where they're so big that they can make the transfer?
Yeah.
Like, think, you like Newcastle's Kanye.
Oh, is that a compliment? I don't know if that's a compliment.
It is.
I'll leave
Kanye's
that to you.
Kanye's a bit crazy.
Just drop a line of hoodies. You'll be sweet.
Up next, we are giving away a holiday. If you did rate the music last week on newfm.com.au, we're going to call somebody next and give them a four-night stay at the Bay.
Oh, cool. My God.
Jay, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
Monday mornings, right? Nobody likes them. So what we thought we'd do is give away a holiday really make someone's start of their week. Of course, rate the music last week. Four-night stay at the Bay. Ooh, this place, beautiful. Your own apartment, two bedrooms, free Wi-Fi, free breakfast. You can take the whole fam away for a little holiday before Christmas. Mm-hmm. We're going to call our winner right now.
It's
live on the air. Let's do this. Hang on.
I love a live call.
I know you do.
A lot of radio stations wouldn't do this, but, you know, we're fast and loose. And sometimes it goes well, sometimes not.
Let's Here we go.
Fingers crossed.
Hello.
Hey, Taylor.
Yeah.
Hey, you're live on the air with the Novos. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thank you.
Oh, that's good.
Good to hear.
What's on for your Monday? Enjoying your day? You off to work? What's the go?
Yes. Well, I have a day off. I also have two massive assignments due for uni on Friday and Sunday, so hopefully kicking those over at least a little bit.
Yeah, good stuff. How old are you?
I'm 27.
Oh, nice one. Well, first of all, thanks for listening to New FM. We do appreciate it.
Of course.
And just by doing so, you've won a four-night stay at the Bay.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, yes. Oils, well done.
How's that to start your week?
Oh, my God, that is so good. I've already got friends in mum. We've had a terrible mum. So, yeah, so good.
Oh, that's so good. What's been happening?
Sounds like something's going on with your life.
Two of us have had a breakup. One of us has lost their grandfather. Yeah.
Oh, duh.
Mm. Oh, my God. You need this holiday more than anyone by the sounds of it.
I do. I'm so, so grateful. Thank you, guys.
Oh, that's okay. Really sweet. Thank you so much. Like I said, we really appreciate you listening to us here. Yep. And, you know, you and your friends can go away for 4 days. I just went out there on the weekend to the Bay. It's just a beautiful, peaceful spot. So you guys will have heaps of fun.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited.
This is great.
I'm really happy for you.
What a great way to start the week. One of the best bits of the job, this,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah, it really
holidays
is.
And stuff.
Thanks again, Taylor. Have fun. Recharge. And just like that, guys, it's so easy to win a holiday or a massive prize with us just by rating the music. So if you've got a spare few minutes sometimes, just log on to the site and you could be walking away with a holiday. Thanks, Taylor. That was very sweet.
I love that.
A little heartwarming Monday.
Well,
Monday morning
surprise.
Yeah. Jackson, good morning.
Good morning.
How nice was that?
I was very sweet. I'm jealous. Yeah, I want to go to the bay. Four nights away. Yeah. The Biebs coming up for 105 commercial free. Fresh from performing on SNL last night.
Yeah, yeah. You see that.
Well, the Crowdies as well. And a woman who was paid more to support the Spice Girls than the Spice Girls
Jess
were
Lynn.
To go on tour. Jess
I love that.
It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music, your official workday station. Have a great day, guys. We'll be back tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Jade, Maddie and Greaso, the Novos.